Welcome to another in this series of concerts by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Edo DeVart, music director and conductor. Maestro DeVart has planned a program that spotlights an unusual number of the orchestra's leading musicians in solo roles. And there is as well a visiting virtuoso, the violinist Ruggiero Ricci. It's a program that also gives us an opportunity to observe an intriguing interplay between the forms of symphony and concerto. As we listen to Haydn's Symphony No. 6 in D, Concerto No. 2 for orchestra by Günter Schuller, and the Symphonie Espagnole by Édouard Lalot, the latter with Mr. Ricci as soloist. So we have a concert with an extra high quotient of instrumental virtuosity, with Edo DeVart conducting the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. In 1761, the young Joseph Haydn had just signed a formidable contract to be Vice-Kapellmeister at the court of Prince Esterhazy, and among the first compositions he wrote for his new master and his new orchestra was a set of three symphonies named for the times of day, morning, noon, and night. It's the first of these, Le Matin, that opens our San Francisco Symphony program. Symphony was then something of a newfangled title for a piece of this kind, and in fact, this early symphony of Haydn's is still very much in the style of the old concerto. The difference is worth thinking about. Symphony means sounding together, while concerto means contending. With these early symphonies, Haydn was just beginning his development of the epic form that we've come to know by that title. Indeed, this Symphony No. 6 is so rich in solos and small groups contending against the larger ensemble that it sounds more like a concerto for orchestra than like Haydn's later symphonies. In it, Haydn took the opportunity to show his princely patron not only his own composing skill, but also the skill of his players, as he wrote solos for virtually every instrument in his band. The flute, oboe, bassoon, horn, violin, viola, cello, and even the bass viol. Here now is Edo DeVart to open this San Francisco Symphony Orchestra concert with Haydn's Symphony No. 6 in D.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 6 in D, Le Matin, by Joseph Haydn. Opening our concert by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra under its music director, Ado DeVart. Later in the season, we will have a chance to hear the other two of this early trilogy of Haydn symphonies, Le Midi and Le Soir, Noon and Night. Ado DeVart, conducting Haydn's Symphony No. 6, Le Matin, to open this concert by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Few of our contemporary musicians can rival Günther Schuller for the range of activity in which he has brought his talent to bear on the American musical scene. Composer, conductor, performer, educator, author. He's made his influence felt in virtually every phase of our music, from jazz to opera. His book on early jazz is the definitive one on the subject. In 1957, he coined the term third stream music, for a kind of music he saw emerging from the convergence of jazz and post-war concert music, a new kind of music that he, too, was experimenting with. As president of the New England Conservatory of Music, he started the ragtime ensemble that helped revive the music of Scott Joplin. In the summers, he has headed the Berkshire Music Center at Tanglewood, where he has had a hand in training some of the most talented young musicians in the country. And with all that, he has managed to produce a steadily growing list of compositions in forms large and small. Schuller began his career as a French horn player, and his experience as an instrumentalist shows in his compositions. In a work like the Concerto No. 2 for Orchestra, he can explore a whole range of sonorous possibilities with a sure ear for what will sound. The Concerto No. 2 was one of a number of works commissioned jointly by a group of major orchestras for the American Revolutionary Bicentennial. It had its first performance on October the 12th, 1976, at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., with Antal Doraty conducting the National Symphony. As the title implies, the piece calls on many of the orchestra's players to take solo roles, and not just the usual instruments, but also a contrabassoon, an oboe d'amore, a contrabass clarinet, and an alto flute. Schuller notes that the whole orchestra is shifted somewhat toward the wind instruments. He explains that he's been working on a piece for organ, a kind of wind instrument after all, and the experience opened his ears to new sonorities that he had not imagined before. As he composed the Orchestral Concerto No. 2 then, he found that the new sounds he was bringing to hear tended to call for the wind instruments rather than the strings. The Concerto No. 2 for orchestra is in three movements. The first is marked presto, scorrevole, very fast and scurrying. Then there is a combined slow and quick movement with its contrasting tempi and constant interplay, and the finale is marked simply maestoso. Here is Ado DeBart to conduct the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra in its first performance in this series of the Concerto No. 2 for Orchestra by Günther Schuller. Concerto No. 2 for Orchestra by Günther Schuller. Ado DeVart, conducting the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra in the first performance in this series of a work written in 1976 by the New York-born composer. Maestro DeVart is now sharing the applause with the several individual players who played the solos that are such a prominent feature of Mr. Schuller's writing in this work. Günther Schuller's Concerto No. 2 for Orchestra, the conductor Ado DeVart, a first performance in this series by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Now with Ruggiero Ricci as violinist, we are to hear a symphony that is unquestionably a concerto in the 19th century sense of a display piece for a virtuoso soloist with symphony orchestra. It's the Symphonie Espagnole by the Belgian composer Edouard Lalot. When the Symphonie Espagnole was first heard in 1875, the title predictably drew criticism, even though the work itself was a great success. Lalot later wrote about it, "I kept the title Symphonie Espagnole contrary to and in spite of everybody. First, because it conveyed my thought, that is, a solo violin soaring above the rigid form of an old symphony, and then because the title was less banal than others that were proposed to me." As Lalot predicted, the cries and criticism died away and the title remains. As for the Spanish part, it reflects the same fascination for the exotic Spanish flavor that inspired Bizet's Carmen, which had its premiere in the same year as Lalo's Symphonie. Lalot had special license to adopt the fashion since his forebears had actually come to Flanders from Spain some centuries before. More to the point, he composed the work for the great Spanish violinist Pablo de Sarasate, who had performed Lalo's violin concerto the year before with great success, that Lalot was inspired to write the Symphonie Espagnole. If this symphonie is more like a concerto, it's also rather like a suite, for instead of the usual three movements, it has five. Many performances omit the third, but Mr. Ricci is bringing us all five. They are marked Allegro, Non troppo, Scherzando, then the seldom heard Intermezzo, an Andante, and the final Rondo. Now, here is our violin soloist, Ruggiero Ricci, the conductor Ado DeVart, to perform Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ruggiero Ricci, the violinist, with Edo de Vart, conducting the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra in the Symphonie Espagnole of Édouard Lalot. Mr. Ricci, born in San Francisco, had his first lessons as a small child with Louis Persinger across the bay in Berkeley. When he made his public debut at 9, he was hailed as a new Mozart. Now, half a century later, Mr. Ricci is helping to train a new generation of violinists at the Juilliard School while continuing a concert career that has piled up over 4,000 performances in every part of the world. Ruggiero Ricci, soloist in Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole for violin and orchestra, bringing to a close this concert of which Edo de Vart conducted the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.